Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What Every Real Estate Investor Needs to Know About Cash Flow, and 36 Other Key Financial Measures, updated edition by Frank Gallinelli, is a practical real estate finance guide focused on income property analysis. Rather than offering general motivational advice, it teaches readers how to evaluate deals using the financial measures that actually drive investment performance. The book centers on cash flow, property valuation, leverage, and the time value of money, then expands into a wider set of calculations that real estate investors encounter when comparing, financing, and managing deals. Its purpose is to help readers make disciplined decisions by understanding what a property is likely to earn, what it is worth, and how risk appears in the numbers. Because the book is built around formulas, examples, and analytical reasoning, it functions as both an introduction for newer investors and a reference for more experienced readers who want a clearer framework for evaluating investment properties. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cash flow analysis as the core test of an income property. The book treats cash flow as the central measure of whether an investment property is genuinely attractive. Gallinelli makes the point that purchase price alone does not determine quality. A property must be able to produce enough income after operating costs and debt service to remain viable. This emphasis matters because many investors focus on appreciation stories or rent levels without checking whether the property actually generates usable money month to month. The book distinguishes between cash flow before taxes and after taxes, helping readers see that accounting profit and spendable income are not the same thing. That distinction is especially important in real estate, where depreciation, financing structure, and tax treatment can change the financial outcome. By framing cash flow as a practical survival metric, the book encourages investors to ask whether a deal can support itself under realistic assumptions rather than optimistic ones. This is one of the book's most enduring strengths because it translates real estate investing from a speculative activity into a test of financial durability. Secondly, a formula-driven toolkit for evaluating value, returns, and risk. A major contribution of the book is its systematic explanation of the calculations investors need to analyze deals with more precision. It covers measures such as net operating income, capitalization rate, cash-on-cash return, internal rate of return, net present value, debt coverage ratio, gross rent multiplier, and return on equity. These are not presented as isolated formulas. They are connected as parts of a decision process. For example, NOI helps estimate property value, cap rate helps compare assets in the market, and cash-on-cash return shows how efficiently invested equity is working. IRR and NPV bring the time value of money into the analysis, which matters when returns arrive unevenly over several years. The book's value is that it teaches the reader not just how to calculate these measures, but how to interpret them in context. A high return number can still hide weak cash flow, and a low purchase price can still be a poor investment if expenses and financing are unfavorable. By organizing the numbers into a usable framework, the book gives investors a disciplined way to compare opportunities instead of relying on intuition. Thirdly, time value of money concepts applied directly to real estate decisions. The book stands out for showing how time value of money principles affect real estate investing in concrete ways. Instead of treating present value, discounted cash flow, and interest calculations as abstract finance theory, it applies them to properties, leases, mortgage payments, and resale projections. This matters because real estate returns are rarely uniform. Income may increase over time. Expenses may change, refinancing may alter cash flow, and sale proceeds may arrive years later. A deal that looks good on a simple annual return basis may look weaker once future cash flows are discounted back to today. The book uses this logic to help investors compare deals that have different timelines and risk profiles. It also explains how Excel can be used to perform these calculations efficiently, which makes the methods more usable in practice. This combination of theory and application is useful because it helps readers understand why the timing of income can be as important as the amount. In other words, the book trains investors to value money in motion, not just money on paper. Fourthly, financial detective work and due diligence before buying. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on investigating the truth behind seller claims. Gallinelli stresses that investors should not accept projected rents, operating costs, or lease terms at face value. Instead, they should verify leases, tax bills, utility costs, comparable sales, market rent levels, and local capitalization rates. This due diligence section is important because real estate analysis fails when the input data is inaccurate. A property can appear profitable if expenses are understated, vacancies are ignored, or income is overstated. The book therefore teaches a skeptical mindset supported by specific checks, not vague caution. That approach gives investors a way to uncover hidden weaknesses before they commit capital. It also reflects a practical reality of income property investing. The numbers that matter most often come from documents, records, and local market evidence rather than from the seller's marketing materials. By pairing calculation methods with verification methods, the book shows that sound investing depends on both modeling and investigation. This makes it more useful than books that focus only on formulas without addressing how those formulas can be misled by bad information. Lastly, worked examples and case studies that make the metrics usable. The book does more than define terms. It demonstrates how the calculations work through examples and case studies. That matters because real estate math can feel mechanical until it is applied to actual property situations. Gallinelli uses examples involving different property types and investment contexts, so readers can see how the same measures behave when assumptions change. This practical structure helps readers move from memorizing formulas to understanding decision-making. The inclusion of spreadsheet-friendly methods also reflects the book's applied orientation, since most investors need to build models and test scenarios rather than simply recite formulas. The case study format is especially valuable because it shows how multiple metrics interact. For instance, a property may look acceptable on cap rate but weak on cash flow after debt service, or it may show acceptable income but disappointing return on equity over time. Those trade-offs are central to real investment analysis. By walking through them in a structured way, the book helps readers think like analysts, not just calculator users. That makes the material more durable and more transferable to new deals. In conclusion, this book is best suited for real estate investors who want a serious, numbers-based understanding of income property analysis. Beginners will benefit from its clear definitions and step-by-step explanation of key metrics, while more experienced readers can use it as a reference for evaluating cap rates, cash flow, discounted returns, and leverage-related measures. Its practical value lies in helping readers separate profitable deals from misleading ones by checking the relationship between income, expenses, debt, and time. That makes it especially useful for anyone analyzing rentals, small commercial assets, or mixed-use properties where financial structure matters as much as location. What distinguishes it from many real estate books is its narrow focus on analysis rather than broad investing philosophy. It does not try to cover every aspect of real estate ownership. Instead, it gives readers a disciplined framework for reading the financial health of a deal. Compared with more general investing titles, it is more technical, more precise, and more immediately usable for underwriting. For readers who want to understand the numbers behind real estate decisions, it remains one of the clearest and most focused guides in the field. If you would like to support Frank Gallinelli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.